from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This week, music with big brass sounds, music for ice cream trucks, music from Iceland, and Norwegian jazz. But we start off with Mark Ronson, a name you might not know, but a sound that you do. That's his stuff in the background. Ronson is a DJ, a producer, most famously with Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen. His new CD called Version, it isn't brilliant, it's fun. You can hear Mark Ronson doing R&B covers of hits made mostly by white people with guitars, music by Radiohead or Coldplay or The Smiths, The Jam, and this one by the British band The Kaiser Chiefs being sung by Lily Allen. The song from the CD Version is called Oh My God. Music's performed by Mark Ronson and sung by Lily Allen. The CD's called Version. More upbeat fun from another musician with a sense of play. The artist is Adam Dorn. He goes by the name Motion Worker. Motion in this case is spelled like the word ocean with the letter M stuck in front. The CD by Motion Worker, or MoWo, to add another nickname, is full of horns, some original, some sampled. The sampled horns sound like they come from old 30s records. There's also a flute sample from Russ on Roland Kirk. Herb Alpert and Marcus Miller play on the record. Those sounds and Motion Worker's talent makes for an upbeat, fun CD. It's called Cinco de Mowo, and this tune's called Tickle It. Adam Dorn or Adam Dornblum or Mowo or Motion Worker, whatever you want to call them. That song's called Tickle It. It's from a CD called Cinco de Mowo. It can drive you crazy or make you feel happy, and all at the same time. It's the sound of the ice cream truck. Songwriter and one half of the band One Ring Zero, Michael Hurst, has set out to make those repetitive little tunes a bit more tolerable. He's composed a CD's worth of songs with titles such as Tones for Cones or Moose Track Shake. The CD's called Songs for Ice Cream Trucks, and this is Popsicle Parade. Michael Hurst is the musician from a CD called Songs for Ice Cream Trucks. You heard the Popsicle Parade. I first heard of our next band from the liner notes of a Cigaros CD and first heard them when we webcast a live concert from Cigaros a few years back. The group is an Icelandic string quartet known as Emina. The four women play a variety of instruments beyond strings on their debut CD called Kerr. This tune from the Sublime recording is called Rugla. Thank you. Emina is a quartet from Iceland. Their debut full-length CD is called Kerr. If you've seen the movie called Once, then you've had a rare musical treat. The two main characters of the film are musicians Glenn Hansard, you may know him from the band The Frames, and Marketa Irglova. She's a young Czech piano player. The two did a CD together we featured earlier in the year called The Swell Season. And then there's their bittersweet relationship and their music in the film Once. The soundtrack to Once is out, and so if you've seen the movie, this is a must-have. And if you've not seen the film, it's a must-see. From the soundtrack CD, this song is called When Your Mind's Made Up.
So, if you ever want something, then I'll come running to fight, and I'll be at your door when there's nothing worth running for. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to stop it. You see, you're just like everyone when the shit falls. All you wanna do is something, and you call, then I'll come running.
Marketa Irglova and Glenn Hansard, music from the film called Once. You can hear a live concert from Glenn Hansard with his band The Frames at our website. Marketa and Glenn are doing a tour together this summer, and we hope to have that concert webcast live as well. Keep up with our concert series by subscribing to our newsletter. You can find that and all of our concerts at npr.org/allsongs. Brian Ferry sings with the band Roxy Music. The band made some of the best records of the early and mid-1970s. When the crooning Ferry started singing solo, he'd cover lots of artists, but his romantic touch on Bob Dylan tunes was always something special. Now Ferry has a solo album filled with Dylan songs. It's called Dylan-esque. You won't hear the familiar Dylan acoustic guitar sounds on this album. What you will hear are wispy interpretations of Dylan, such as this from Highway 61 Revisited. It's called Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there that really make a mess out of you. Now if you see St. Dan, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even tell me what I got. See, Belinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she takes you up to her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Soon hit the hard stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind you in the game got rough. But the joke was on me, there was nobody to call my bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I think I had.
Brian Ferry doing Dylan on a CD called Dylan-esque. Here's something that's really hard to do. Make background music that works as great foreground music. Tord Gustafson makes some of the most sensuous jazz records I've heard. Put it in the background and it's lovely, but let it come to the foreground and it's a knockout. Even the cymbals from this Norwegian trio are magnificent. The new CD is called Being There, and this is the Tord Gustafson Trio. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Our engineer is Andy Rosenberg. Patrick Frank is our intern. Robin Hilton's our producer. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.